How's it going, everyone? For those of you who don't know me, my name's Thomas Monroe. I just want to share my testimony and God's recent works in my life. I grew up in a Christian home, like many others, and since I was young, Dad would read to us at the dinner table and other times and share what Christ did for us, for our sins, how he died on the cross for us, and I understood it, but I don't think I fully understood the meaning of it. But when my dad asked me when I was six whether I wanted to be saved, I said yes, I'm ready to be saved. And so I asked God to save me of my sins, because we're all born into sin. Then when I was 13, we moved to Newcastle. Started attending a Christian school. I made a lot of good friends, and life was pretty easy. I was still reading my Bible, but I would read just to get through my chapter a day or such, and I didn't really pay attention to what I was reading and God talking to me through it. When I finished school, I got a job as an electrician. That was good. I had to get up earlier in the morning, which wasn't so good. And I started to not make time in the morning for my reading, and in the afternoons I didn't read. I would socialise with friends. And this lapse in communication with God left me unprotected and weak for Satan's temptations that he throws at us. I realised that I was in a valley in my life, my Christian walk, and I was not moving forward. I was backsliding, and I knew that I couldn't get at myself, but I didn't realise that I had to read the Word to understand what God was telling me. Then, about a month or so back, my brother and sister got baptised, and that was really good. And I knew that if I was saved, that I should want to get baptised. I was led to the verse in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21, which says that if a man be saved from sin and has a clear conscience, then he should be baptized. And this was weighing on my mind and my heart. And then on 24th of July, my dad approached me, and he could see I was not behaving as I should, and I was concerned, and he approached me and talked to me, and I brought up some issues, some sins I was dealing with, and I realised that that was God's push. I'm really happy my dad was there, and so I prayed with my dad to God to save me from my sins and from the straying from him and the life I'd been living, and I asked him to lead me in my life, and now I've turned my life around for God.